Scorpions are here. Okay, first of all, I came onto our podcast recording platform today, and Bunny is giving me full regalia. Bunny, I am gagged at the sight I see. You better work, Diva.
Yes, honey. She has her nails done. Acrylics. This is my first time ever getting nails.
Okay, first, Bunny, how is this your first? You've been doing, okay. How long have you been doing drags? How many years at this point?
At least 35 years.
35 years. And you have never had acrylic nails?
Well, I wore press-on nails for a really long time. But when you're performing, they come off. And, you know, it's like, mine would all come off except for the pinky. So it would look like I was a drug dealer. So,
which you were.
Which I was, yes, but I would usually use up all the profits myself. So I would use fake nails. And so they actually told me, I'm doing a movie outside Boston, and Work. They told me, can you use these nails that we saw you in on your Instagram video? So when I talked to the stylist, I said, we can wear those really long nails, but I don't want one of them to pop off. Yeah. And ruin the scene because this is like an elaborate, you know, fussing over lighting and stuff like that. And so then when they get ready for us to do our take, you know, I don't want to be the one that ruins it with nails that are always, because that's what happens when I wear them. Anyway, so they took me to a nail salon to give me, and I was joking, I said, because then I'm not playing myself in this movie.
Oh, who are you playing?
I'm playing like
Sarah Jessica Parker. That seems like something you'd be cast as.
Yeah, well, I've got the horse face if I ever lose weight now. It was like a cow face. I am playing, this is the opposite of typecasting. I've had to use every bit of my acting chops because this character is a drag queen, okay? That is, wait for it. Older.
Oh,
and unattractive. So, I mean, this has just been so difficult. Oh, wait. And she's fat. So this has been, I mean, I've had to gain 20, 40 pounds for this role. And
20, 40 pounds?
Yeah, 20, 40, 60, 80. I've been eating for it for years. I mean, before I even knew I was cast.
So, wow.
I'm kidding, of course. But it's interesting for me because, you know, I did that wig documentary on HBO. I did Wigstock. Mm-hmm. I was on Sex and the City. I was on, have a little bit part in Two Wong Fu, but I was always playing myself.
Yeah.
So this is different. There's no big blonde wig. And
what are you wearing? Oh, please tell me to have you in a fucking kitty cat. I would live.
I have two. I have a turban and a headdress.
And what? Okay, so we don't see your hair. I was like, I wonder what Bunny would look like as like a brunette or as a redhead. It probably would be such a different look for you.
But there is hair that's a little bit darker. So yeah, no, it is a very different look with, you know, so, oh, and I had to shave my eyebrows. So, and they said, oh, how are you, you know, doing with the eyebrows? And the nails, I said, oh yeah, y'all are going to get me out here in the woods at this studio, put nails on me, shave my eyebrows off. Then you're going to put some hormones in my food and then you're going to castrate me while I'm asleep. It's forced feminization.
Bunny, are you out there filming Drag Race season 42?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
This is a talented cast.
That's exciting. Come on. See, Bunny is a movie star. You're a movie starlet.
Well, today I was a busted booger because they got these shoes for me that were a little bit too big and a little bit too high. And like many drag queens, I haven't been working that much. So the muscles in my legs weren't built up.
Even before the pandemic.
If I wear something 6 inches, 5 inches, there's a little platform on it for comfort. Mm. So, and I do like to wear that for shoots, but I can't. Anyway, I had to be on this. I don't want to tell too much, but I could support myself and I was wobbling. My legs were wobbling. So today I said, oh, are my feet in the shot? And they weren't. I said, because let's go get some different shoes. So we did that today. We went in. Juju B gave me a tip and of where to get big
Juliana
shoes.
Juliana B.
Yeah. So that we can have some shoes for the rest of the shoot that don't make me wince. But it's an elaborate costume. It's an interesting thing. The movie's called Playland.
Playland. Okay. Are they? Can you tell us any of the other stars in your film? Or is it secret?
I don't know anybody that's in the movie, but I tell you what, I've enjoyed working with all of them. And the funny thing for me is, you know, I'm crazy, and you know, I just speak my mind.
No, not you.
So the other day they put my makeup on, and it's like, you know, not the prettiest makeup. And then I said in a crazy pervert voice, I'm gonna go wear this makeup home and jerk off with my new nails. You know, because I
OnlyFans.
Right. Well, I mean, I haven't really. I mean, would you? Isn't that a little bit of a mind fuck when you're wearing
OnlyFans?
OnlyFans. Is it a little bit weird to jerk off when you have on nails? I don't know. That's a little.
Oh no, amazing. I adorn myself with acrylics here and there. I don't do it all the time, but if I know I'm gonna I'll do it on tour. I'll do it like when I'm wearing the same costume, because it's just when you like perform like multi, like 6 times a week and gluing nails on and off, it like really strips your nails really bad. So I do them periodically, or sometimes I'm just feeling the fantasy. I'll go get acrylics done and just have them on. And if I'm like jerking off or hooking up with like a dude, I'm like, yeah, bitch, I got acrylics on. But it is weird to look at your dick in your hand with big yeah. white acrylics on, or big nude sets with Swarovski. It is a little strange. But also, I just feel kind. I feel like a webhead. I'm like, yes, bitch, look at these nails on this dick.
You know, I haven't done it. But I, you know, here's what I think is interesting. So I put glue all over my nails. Now, when I put fake nails on, these ladies at the spa put on a tiny strip, and these have stayed on. I mean, now I don't buff mine to get some traction like they did, but they put on like 1/10 of the glue, and these stay on. So
that's because they put the acrylic on the whole thing, and that keeps it all together. That's why.
Oh, okay. So what is a gel?
The gel is the polish. So acrylic is, for those of you who have never gotten acrylic nails on, so they take these, like, the long nails, and they cut them to the length that you want. Then they take it and they put a strip of glue right on the tip of your nail, like from side to side. Like maybe, I want to say what, half a centimeter, like right on the tip, and they glue that to there. Then they do that to all your fingers. They cut it down, and then they go in with the acrylic the acrylic substance, and they put it on the entire nail, which is like your nail bed and however long the additional nail is. And then they put that, and then they set it with a powder, and then they put the gel polish on top of it.
Right. So I had no clue what the dipping powder was, and they gave me a French manicure. I mean, I have to say, I am not detail oriented. I could not believe how thorough and she made it look so easy. But I do worry about people. Isn't nail polish a carcinogen that you shouldn't be inhaling every day?
Well, I love carcinogens. They're so good. Love them. The gag is when you have the really long and one snaps off, it is so annoying because you just look like some hood bitch from East Flatbush with like 9 nails with one fucked up, and then when one cracks, 2 are soon thereafter. So just be careful. Don't crack them so you don't look crunchy and dusty.
And so do you go to the salon to get rid of these?
Yeah, you have to go to the salon. Or, yes, 99% of the time, not even 100% of the time, I go to the salon. If it breaks and you're in a bind, you can't get in, you just get a bunch of acetone. And first of all, nail clippers are too little, but like scissors, and chop them off to your nails, and then just stick your fingers in like a bucket of acetone for like 20 minutes. And okay. Then you have to use like a tool to like scrape it off. But your best bet is going to a salon to take it off.
Well, the only thing that I don't like about them is that there's all this brown, smelly stuff underneath them. And I cannot imagine what that is.
I cannot. Have you been in chocolate in bed again?
I've been squirting chocolate in bed.
Bitch, you should get some Boston. Oh, my God. Bunny, I'm going to be in Boston on Thursday. But you'll be busy on set. I won't be able to see. I'm literally there for like maybe 6 hours. I like land at 4:30. The gig is at 11, and my flight is at 6 a.m. So I'm there for literally not even 12 hours. I'll be in Boston.
Where is this?
At Legacy Boston. So my management booked me like back in the summer, like early summer when my single's coming out. They booked me a bunch of club appearances so I could like, you know, sing the song and like get it going. But then I had to go away for the summer. So I'm making up for all of those that I was going to do back then to promote the album. And I have to say, gigging again, yes, it is fun. I enjoy myself. But it definitely, I'm like, ooh, girl, I'm excited. Like I performed at Southern Nights Orlando. For Roxy Andrews' show with Melanie Von Cruz, Sass, and Cara, a bunch of the Andrews girls. And I was like, I sang my song with the first number, and after the second number was a lip sync song, I was like, oh, like trying to dance and sing. Bitch, doing my song live, singing and in these like tall ass, open toed trappy shoes, my little dress with my pussy and my booty out, and this long human hair wig. I was sweating. I look like Latrice Royale on any day of the week, girl. Just a puddle of water. It takes like a lot of performing power to like sing your shit and sing it live. Cause I ain't one of these bitches just lip singing to myself. No, bitch, I'm singing live for the girls, and it's a lot of work. It's really hard. I forgot how hard performing live is.
A lot of time, drag clubs don't have monitors.
Exactly. That's why I would never.
Yeah. Did they have monitors at Southern Nights?
They didn't have I'm sorry, that's why I sing that's why it is hard to sing live where there is no monitor, but I don't know, I was in really good voice, I felt really good, and it's thank God I heard, you know, some people Instagram stories and stuff, and it sounded really good, but there were some spots I was like, oh, I can't hear, I'm just gonna do my thing. And I have in-ear monitors at home, but I was like trying to go to a club and have them to sync my in-ear monitor, that sounds like it is gonna be a nightmare, so I don't even bother doing that. But we'll see what Legacy in Boston, and then I'm in Ann Arbor after that. Have you been to Ann Arbor?
I have, yes. I don't Necto. Remember the name of the club. Yeah, that was it.
Oh, yeah, Necto. I'm going to Necto.
But you know, the monitors are so important. For the listeners who don't, you know, perform or whatever, there's an audience and there's a stage. And we can often hear our sound a split second later than you, or you hear it a little bit later than us. And so we need we need speakers on the stage, monitors, to blast it into our face. Mm-hmm. Also so that we can stay on key.
Yes, or to hear the pitch, yeah.
If you're me and you do a medley and you finish one song in the medley and everyone's laughing and then you can't hear the key of the next one. So it really is important. And I'll tell you something else, drag club owners, if you're out there, there is nothing that makes a lip sync queen feel more like she is singing and giving you her best performance when you have monitors for the lip sync girls too.
Yes.
Get your manager. They should have, if they do any live music, they should have that anyway.
Yeah, and that's why I really like Necto. Necto really specializes in live. I remember Patty and I did Necto like 2 years ago, and they stood out because they often do queens that sing live there, and they did have monitors, and it felt like a really good place to perform. Like I felt like I could hear my music, and everything felt good. So I'm particularly excited to go back to Necto because I know that they take care of the live singing duals.
I'm not sure that I know Legacy in Boston.
I don't either.
Are you fearful flying at all? You've been flying pretty much.
Yeah, I'm not fearful of flying. I'm all good with the flying situation. But I just wanted to get a COVID test today. Oh, yeah. You haven't gotten anything?
I went to Denmark, Iceland, San Francisco, Seattle.
Just the herpes.
No, just the herpes. Yeah. Well, I had that. Well, okay. No, I got that. I got that in the
70s.
In the bathroom of the airplane.
Oh, okay.
The Mile High Club.
Have you ever tried to pee in a well, not you, of course you have. Certain airplane bathrooms are literal Harry Potter cubbies. They're so small. It's like, who is this built for? Who is going to fit in this motherfucker? Then when I see people who are in the Mile High Club, whatever, who fuck in airplane bathrooms, I'm like, girl, the dexterity it takes to even try to pee in a bathroom is mind-blowing to me. I cannot imagine fucking in an airplane bathroom.
I think that Mile High Club was conceived of when seats were bigger, bathrooms were bigger. They've really cut down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I've been putting my mask on. I mean, it makes me a little nervous to fly, but you know.
You still nervous, girl? You've literally been to Europe here and back, and you still nervous, bitch?
Well, that just because you don't get it on one flight doesn't mean you're not going to get it on the next.
This is true.
The CDC advisory a couple months ago literally said it is safe to fly domestically and internationally, but we recommend only essential, which my rent is essential travel, because the risk of infection is so high. And I'm like, what? It's safe, but the risk of infection is high.
Is high, yeah, that makes sense. I was like,
that's a kind of a double message.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, full tea is that I was recently on a Delta, it's always Delta. I was on a Delta flight. And
throw us some ads, Delta.
Hello, Delta, give us some ads. And also give us some Sky Miles, too. All right. I don't know if it's new or if now I'm just noticing it, but the new thing is that you can't, when you are flying, even when you're like, they give you the little meals, you have to put your mask on in between bites. I'm like, that is just stupid. If you took your mask off to take 18 times in between bites, it's just as bad in my mind as having your mask down the whole time. It literally makes no sense.
Well, it just, okay. So for example, I thought, oh, that's weird, because if you have to have your, before, here's what they're combating. It was Republicans or people who don't want to wear masks who said, oh, so you can take your mask off when you're eating and drinking. Well, what's going to stop them from saying, I'm feeding my baby for 3 hours, or I'm enjoying this drink for 3 hours, or I'm eating this big bag of chips for 3 hours, the duration of the flight. So I think that's why they started to do that. And so I tried it. And so what I would do is I would open the mask, take a bite of food, take a sip of water, put the mask down before I breathed in the air. Because I knew I didn't have COVID because I had to take a test because I was traveling internationally. So it just means that while you're chewing, you're not inhaling the COVID air that might be on the plane.
But here's the tea though. Masks, when you wear a mask, you're not stopping from getting infected. You're stopping spreading it.
You are stopping getting infected. You're
filtering. That's not what the CDC done had said.
Well, the mask does two things. It stops droplets of yours getting
when
out.
When you sneeze, right.
Yeah, and it's also airborne, which they didn't want to admit for a while. But it also does filter the air. And this is why the best masks hug your face. If you've got gaps at the side of your mask, the air doesn't have to be filtered and go through the mask. If you have on a good quality mask and you breathe in, it collapses.
Bunny, watching you with these nails, I feel like I'm watching just a Southern lady, Southern belle.
They call me honey in the store today, and yes, ma'am. Of course, I think having the mask.
Did they really?
No, they always do on the train. They always do at the airport.
Wait. People call you yes, ma'am, and lady, like all the time?
All the time. It's
what?
I mean, I say, why do I fuck with these fucking heavy-ass wigs? I said, I'm sitting here in sweats with no makeup on and my hair back in a ponytail, and my hair is longer now. So
it is very long.
It wasn't worn down. But no, I was actually with a trans woman today, and they just said, okay, girls,
Warg. Bunny, you really are a lady. I'm so privileged to know this lady.
No hormones needed. No facial feminization surgery.
You know, Gigi Good just got FFS.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, she just came out as trans non-binary. Okay. And she got facial they got facial feminization surgery. And it's a brand new journey for them. And like they did like an Instagram story and they're like fully swollen, black and blue eyes, like looking beat the fuck up, raggedy as hell. And like 2 days later, she like bandaged her face up and she put sunglasses on and she did a gig at Precinct downtown LA.
Okay. Well,
yeah, girl. I thought about getting FFS. I've thought about it. I definitely thought about getting FFS.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's very pretty, but that jaw could chop wood. So, if she got that shaved off, I think her transition is going to go a lot more smoothly.
Yeah, if I get FFS, I wanted to shave my chin down a little bit, give it more of that feminine like heart shape. And I would like, I don't have a very heavy brow bone, but I would like to plump my cheeks up a little bit and just lift this back a little bit, just make me more even. I feel that I would look very, if they just took my jowls down just a little bit, bitch, I would be a wabed.
Wait, you're going to do the eye lift?
Yeah, I want to do like just on my right side.
No, we can talk about this off the podcast. On the right side.
Yeah, look at that. This is not it. This is it.
On one side?
Yeah.
Oh, why wouldn't you get both?
Because if I do both, then it's going to be uneven. Okay, I guess not.
So you were...
Oh, she and... our producer Jay just let us know that Gigi Good prefers she and her pronouns. So good. I don't have to change anything. Mm-hmm. Well, honey, yeah. Oh, you know what? She should add bitch to it too, because she's that too.
Okay. And you know what? If I get any fatter, my pronouns are going to be fee fi fo fum.
Definitely not the news. One thing I do want to say, which I am so bothered by, it bothers me so much. So airlines are back, as we all know, we're just talking about airlines are back up and running, doing the thing, people flying. And I was looking up a first class ticket. I was going to Puerto Rico, and I was looking up a first class ticket to Puerto Rico from LAX, and it was $2,900, $3,000 to go from LAX to Puerto Rico. And I was like, no, I'm Diamond, and I get upgrades pretty frequently, so I just booked a main cabin. I ended up getting the upgrade to first class. But when I was there, I'm like, this ticket would have cost me $2,900. Bitch, do you know what you get for $2,900? You got a box with a mini strawberry chicken salad that's maybe the size of my palm, some crackers, a piece of cheese, and water. I was like, you're charging people $3,000 for this? Back before the pandemic, there were like meals. And I'm saying if these meals are not prepared in a like before COVID. Like the meals that you used to get served on a flight, they're individually packaged. So I'm like, what is preventing them from doing that? I feel like they're just skimping out, taking advantage of the consumer because they don't want to pay more money for these meals. It is robbery. It is this. I was so appalled.
Well, they did have meals.
Internationally, they have it, not domestically.
Okay.
Yeah, from New York to LAX, any first class flights in like domestic, they do not give the meals. They only give that box with like a sandwich, a piece of a chip, a fucking Ghirardelli chocolate, and some water.
Yeah. Well, I have been using either upgrading or using my four allotted diamond medallion status, whatever it is, to go on longer flights because I just feel like I'm at least 4 feet away from the next person.
Yeah,
because Delta was being good about not booking the middle seat, and then they stopped. So for the
that's out the door. They don't give a fuck.
I think they should give a fuck.
Agreed.
I mean, you know, I have an idea that, we'll see what you think about it. But so it's like they're okay. That's it. So, you know, they're doing like at the Monster, where I DJ on Sundays in New York, mm-hmm. they are actually going above and beyond what the city is calling for, which is that you have one vaccination before you go in to a venue, like mm-hmm. a theater or a bar. And so they mandate that you have two vaccines. And, you know, I was thinking, these vaccines have been out for 6 months and 52% of America has gotten them only. So, crazy. I mean, we can rant about why we think that's wrong or why we think that they don't believe science or that they're dumb and they'll say that we're sheep or, you know, or whatever. But to go beyond the, you know, reading them or not being frustrated. So they don't want to get the vaccines and they don't mm-hmm. want to wear the mask because that's freedom, right? But mm-hmm. so what would happen if we just had that nasal swab where you get the results in 10 or 15 minutes before you went into the club? Because then you'd know everybody in the club didn't have COVID.
I mean, that's a tall order to fill. I mean, that would be great. There's no way that would never happen.
But wouldn't you feel safer?
Absolutely. Then I can. I mean, then I will be alpha comfortable sucking dick again on the dance floor.
That's what I'm saying. And they could put some poppers and cocaine on the swab.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know why they don't do that because so certain jobs like this movie, we got a PCR test before we could go, and then every 3 days we get a rapid test before we can check in.
Oh, really?
Other office jobs are doing that too.
Like what? Like they give you the rapid test there?
You have to be tested once or twice a week. Mm. And this is for people who've started going back into the office.
That's how a lot of sets are for shows. Like if you're doing a show, they test you like you get tested like 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah, I have a friend that produces a TV show, and he was telling me about their COVID protocol, and I mm-hmm. thought this was fascinating. Obviously, big movie and TV companies can't be sued. Like, I got COVID on your set. So I said, so what about the crew? Because they're not going to, I mean, you know, like somebody that's just like a lighting guy or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they go out to a bar after work and they hook up and, you know, or get COVID at the bar. Or they get it for who they hook up with or whatever. Get it pumping gas, whatever. And so then they come back to the set and give it to everyone. And on the set, they put people into groups. And, you know, like even on this movie, they're putting like every extra has their own brush in a plastic bag so that nobody's touching anybody else's stuff. But what happened with my friend said, he said that one of the stars broke the TV show's COVID restriction and left the COVID safe house because all the actors were in a house.
Got it.
And the crew could go home. Mm-hmm. And they broke the COVID house. Honey, they got a new host.
Word.
Yeah, I mean, they're not fooling around because they can be sued. But it makes me feel safer because obviously when you're filming something, you can't wear masks on.
Yeah, yeah.
We
can't wear masks. Well, but I think we should talk about some headlines. There are a lot of things going on that you and I wanted to talk about. Shall we dive in?
Yes, let's do it. Headliners.
All right. Queer as Folk, Bunny, is coming back into the zeitgeist. Did you watch the original series?
No, I didn't.
Really?
I tried back in the day, but you know what? I work in clubs and it was often set in clubs. And I mm-hmm. thought it was just like, you know, I mean, I'm not, I liked Pose because it did not shy away from the AIDS and the drugs and whatever, but Queer as Folk made me so fucking depressed. And I thought, you know, my boss was a fucking axe murderer, Michael Ehrlich. But still, it seemed like there was more joy in the club world than it just made being gay seem sad. You know,
and, Queer as Folk did?
Yes.
How did it make it seem sad? It was about like this Babylon nightclub where I will say the only thing I did not, well, and back then I didn't even realize it. The only thing now looking back at it is that literally every single fucking cast member on that show was white. There were literally, this is not an exaggeration, Every single person, there was no brown people, black or brown people at all. No Asian, no nothing. Everyone was white. That's the only thing I had. Otherwise, I liked it. I used to watch it all the time when I was younger.
That was the only thing that I liked about it. sexy, not white, Johnny Sibili, who...
Sibili,
mm-hmm. who is gorgeous. I think he's gorgeous.
Yeah, he's very handsome.
And he is Latino, I believe Dominican?
Yes, he is. I don't know if he's Dominican. I know he's definitely Latino. I don't know if he's Dominican, though.
Probably. So he is starring in the new reboot, and uh-huh. he is definitely gorgeous. And so is Devon Way. Oh, my God, he's really gorgeous.
Yeah, there are, I mean, a lot of the cast, they're really having many different identities and racial creed and different types of everybody is going to be in this. Ryan O'Connell, Candace Grace, Finn Argus. If y'all don't know, Ryan O'Connell is from that show on Netflix called Special. He has cerebral palsy. And he's really funny, and I like that they're really mixing it up. This looks like more like what the queer community looks like. It's an array of different folk, and I will definitely tune in to watch. Will I love it like the original? I don't know, but I'll definitely tune in.
But there is nothing funnier than cerebral palsy.
I read for a role on Queer as Folk, so I got the audition while I was away this summer, and I did the audition like in like a room with like one with like my iPhone light. They didn't have a ring light or anything, and I did it. And weirdly enough, like a couple of weeks later, I went to a viewing party at Mickey's. Not Mickey's, Rocco's, whatever that Lance Bass gay bar is in WeHo. And the fucking, one of the casting directors was there, or one of the writers for the show who saw my audition. He was like, oh my God, we saw your audition. We loved it. The part you were reading for was just, he's like in his 50s and you're not. And I was like, well, bitch, put some makeup on me. Put a beard on me. I could be 50.
Oh, easily.
Devon Way is hot. If Devon Way was in front of me right now, I would say, sir, how long would you like me to suck it? At what pace would you prefer? Or do you like slow, deep, and wet? Or do you like fast and the furious? How can I please you, sir?
Well, you know, it just so happens that I do a Devon Way impersonation.
Pass.
I don't want you to do anything. Get away from me.
It definitely, I don't want you to suck hot.
It. I don't want you to touch it. I don't want you to be in the same room. I always heard that the original Queer as Folk from England was mm-hmm. infinitely superior.
I've heard that. I've never seen it, though. I have heard that. Yes, yes, yes.
I don't mean to this new one, to the old American one.
Wait, you say what?
I don't mean superior to this new one, which hasn't been seen.
Oh, yeah,
I mean
yeah.
Superior
yeah.
to the version that aired in America. And, you know, the saddest thing about Queer as Folk is that the original Coco Peru had a cameo.
Was she in it, really? I don't remember.
Oh, my God, yes.
Coco Peru is in it. Also, Randy Harrison was one of the. He played Justin, one of the main stars. He's in the Sibling Rivalry tour commercial from a few years ago. And two years ago. And he looks like, because I feel like when he filmed it, he was maybe like 19, 20, something like that. He's like 45 now, and he looks the same. He like literally does not age. He's still so beautiful, if you guys are curious about what Randy Harrison looks like nowadays.
And so have they extended the characters? I remember the breakout star from the old version being Peter Page. Emmett.
That's who Johnny Sibley is going to play.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Johnny Sibley was also in Hacks recently. But yeah, so I'm excited to see it. I will definitely tune in. Will it be great? That's TBD, but I will watch for sure. Okay.
Lil Nas X is back in the headlines.
Girl, she stay up in the headlines. Listen, if you stay up in the headlines, you ain't got to get up in the headlines, okay?
That's true. He is promoting his album, Montero, that comes out September 17th. And, I mean, after the devil humping video. and then I don't think that the industry baby scandal caught on as much, but he's promoting his new album as if he is expecting, you know, a bundle of joy, which is the album. So he's taken photos of himself with a photoshopped stomach on.
And girl, there's videos. It's a prosthetic. He has a TikTok video of him running on the treadmill with, oh God. Look at, girl, this is crazy.
I mean, I feel like he stole my look.
That's crazy. He is so handsome. He is so, them big ass lips. But unfortunately, in every song, he lets us know he's a big ass fucking bottom. So there's no hope for me. I mean, I would absolutely fuck Lil Nas X. But if I'm going to be in a relationship, we got to be 50-50. I ain't fucking you all the time. I need to get fucked too. Either I'm bottoming all the time or we're splitting our time. But I ain't trying to fuck nobody every day. That's not my tea.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think he's interested in you, so I don't think it'll really come up. But I guess this was perhaps born, not to use a loaded word, because Drake put out his new album cover art, which was emojis of women who were pregnant. Mm-hmm. And so Lil Nas X put out emojis of men that were pregnant, and then this pregnant image of himself with the prosthetic. And you know what? It's great marketing because it's unexpected. I did not care for the very upbeat and poppy song that played along with him on a treadmill. But, you know, I sometimes feel like the hype is more popular than the music.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.
Well,
say something nasty. That is a Negro spiritual. I will have the black fans light your ass up.
Well, as a trans woman of color.
All right, she devil.
I know. Yeah, I mean, so this is the interesting thing to me. I DJ'd in New York City for Gay Pride out on the streets. It was I was in front of not Neiman Marcus, but this is why I get so many corporate gigs. not Neiman's, but
Lauren and Taylor.
No, it's the one from Seattle Nordstrom. Starts with an M. Thank you, Jay. Nordstrom, and they had me on the street. They had me on the street, and it turned into a dance party. And they didn't really have a permit for it. But hey, when a bitch's music is good, it's good. So I played, and this was right after all that hubbub with Call Me By Your Name. Mm-hmm. I played that song. Mm-hmm. And these were young people of color for the most part. I mean, they were requesting reggae and whatnot. And I played it. And it was kind of like a moment of recognition. And then they stopped dancing.
Gag.
So sometimes I think that these things are, there's more hype than there is music. You know?
I would agree with that for sure.
So at any rate, now, this has not. What was your take on the pregnancy thing?
I think it's clever. It definitely makes people talk. One thing that Lil Nas X has proven he can do, he can stir up some controversy. And I mean, I heard about the album coming out, but now I'm like reminded, like, you know, I don't know, there's so much more buzz now, and his team is really smart about making sure you know what Lil Nas X is doing all the time and what he done already just had did that everyone's talking about. People are constantly talking about him.
Yes, and so there has been a little controversy with this as well. And you know what? If you have views that are controversial, I say go for it. You know, say what's on your mind. I know I do. So, you know, go for it. But sometimes Madonna would use kind of empty controversy to promote her music. But I don't see anything controversial about Lil Nas's pregnant image. I thought it was good marketing. However,
he has also his track. He put the track list out. There's some really amazing features he has on there. It's like kind of fierce. Elton John.
Miley Cyrus.
Elton, what do you think this Elton song is going to be like? It's going to be crazy.
I don't know, but Elton is obviously itching to, you know, get back in it because he did a Dua Lipa.
Did he?
Yep, a Dua Lipa duet.
Elton, what's up? You want to do a song together, Elton?
Also, Megan Thee Stallion and a couple of other people. So now here's some stuff that came up from people who did not like the post. Some feminists said this is tone deaf at a time when Texas has just passed this horrible abortion.
Oh yeah,
it's not a ban, but it's pretty much a ban. And so, you know, they were up in arms over that. And then there is a trans man named Shuler Bailar, an athlete, who said that it was transphobic, irresponsible, and insensitive. Before I go into what
transphobic.
Okay, well, whatever. That's what I want to say. Before I go into what he said, everybody now has a voice on the internet. So if you're not too keen on the pregnancy stunt by Lil Nas X, then you are going to take Shuler's Instagram posts, you are going to take the negative tweets from feminists, and you're going to amplify them. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that most trans people find Lil Nas X a threat or, you know, transphobic. That means that this is, and, you know, we have to also realize that sometimes, because this is a debate, should he have done this? Shouldn't he have done this? You know, a debate that often trumps the music, you know, everyone is free to weigh in on it. So here's what Shuler, the trans man who is an athlete, said. You are so carelessly wielding your privilege as a cis man pretending to be pregnant in an attempt to make jest at the expense of men who actually can get pregnant and at the expense of women, trans men, genderqueer, non-binary folks who cannot have an abortion in Texas right now. Now, I think that the joke is that Lil Nas X is expecting an album or a baby, a project, whatever. In my opinion, it is not at the expense of trans men who, you know, were born women but live as men, and, you know, they want children and they get pregnant. And
just to not get you in trouble, I know you don't care, but who are assigned male at birth, because they say, oh, I wasn't born a woman, I was just assigned the gender.
Okay, right. Okay, but I mean, yeah, if there's a transition, then you obviously transition from one thing to the other physically. So this article goes on to say that anyone can be transphobic. Just because he's Lil Nas X is gay, that doesn't mean that he can't be transphobic.
Yeah, we know, but that's not what it is. Oh my God.
Yeah, and it said that it was insensitive. The fake pregnancy was insensitive and irresponsible as it relied on shock factor grounded in the idea that men cannot get pregnant, pointing out that trans men can and do all the time. But listen, number one, there's nothing wrong with shock factor. Lee Bowery, Divine, you know, there's a lot of great stuff that is based on, you know, shock factor. Bianca Del Rio, half of her act, you know, some of my acts. So, I mean, shock factor. And I don't think that it is grounded in the idea that men cannot get pregnant.
Is a reach. That is such a reach.
I'd see it as a reach too. But, you know, so then someone else pops in and reads Shuler, the trans man, for saying, well, you didn't have a problem when James Charles did a pregnancy shoot. And that we're referring to the... Well, see, that's what Shuler said. I wasn't aware that he was, but because Shuler did not call out white James Charles,
I see. I see it right here. Yeah, James Charles is white. He did a pregnancy shoot.
Right, and so he said because Shuler called out Lil Nas X and not the white James Charles, that calling out Lil Nas X was rooted in anti-blackness. I don't see that as, you know, and Shuler said, I didn't know, as you just said, Monet, I didn't know that James Charles did one.
I'm lying. I did see it. I just didn't remember it, but I did see it. I remember seeing it. I remember scrolling through Twitter like, girl, what's going on? But I didn't really pay attention to it. But yes, I did see it before. I did.
Right. So, you know, I mean, people will really, you know, get into this. I just hope that the people who care so much about what every album artwork is, you know, the symbols and what it could mean, I hope that they are also, you know, putting their pedal to the metal for, you know, trans rights, for trans people's medicine and surgery and electrolysis and, you know, the stuff that they, the physical needs, as opposed to what some of them might think of an album cover.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't, I've never, I know many trans people, none of them have come at me with that, but Lil Nas, you know, he knows how to get people talking, and, you know, we're basically doing PR for his album now, but he had also, in addition to spoofing the Drake album cover, he is got into trouble with the Cellophane by FKA Twigs, was supposedly similar to the Call Me By Your Name album. And, you know, he's doing the album art when it comes out.
I'm looking it up right now. It's going
to be SpongeBob and Bible inspired. So he, I guess, you know, his big... like as you said, honey, he knows how to get people talking.
He really does, always. I mean, I remember watching the Cellophane video, and it is pretty much the same thing. Her like sliding down a stripper pole from what seems like heaven to hell, but hell is not how Lil Nas X depicted it. It's like a more like a strip club. So, I mean, there are similarities. I mean, everybody better act like there's nothing new under the sun. If you have thought of 9 times out of 10, if you thought of an idea, it's probably been done. So, girl, whatever.
Well, you could say that he, in doing SpongeBob, he's ripping you off.
He is. You know what? But I'm okay with that. Because I'm not anti-black like you. I'm not anti-black like you, Lady Bunny.
Oh, please, listen, if you're going to mention the races that I'm against, don't stop at black. I thought that some of Lil Nas X's comebacks on... to his critics, were quite zingy.
Oh yeah.
He or someone writing for him clearly has a great sense of humor.
Bianca, she writes for him now.
Oh.
Yeah, Bianca writes for him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, they must have someone funny on there. She's on there.
Well, you know what? Maybe when the album comes out, Benny and I can have a listening party of whatever the album is called. What is it? Expecting.
I think it's called Montero.
The name of it is Montero. Okay, work.
And so, you know, then someone dug up something else that's a video of him as a joke. He's 22 now. I mean, I don't even know. This joke was made a few years ago, and I don't apologize for shit I say now. I mean, are we really going to grill a 19-year-old? I guess. So one of his fans mentioned that she was pregnant or that he was pregnant. I'm just kidding. That he was, so we've got to be inclusive. And Lil Nas made a video saying, congratulations on your pregnancy. Get rid of it. So agreed. That was criticized at the time for by Christian groups who were pro-life.
Fuck Christian groups. I was watching the video because, you know, The View is back. And they're talking about the whole which, guys, we will do a conversation about the Texas situation because, you know, Bunny and I are two big people who were assigned male at birth. So we definitely want to have... someone with a vagina to talk to us about the whole situation, so we're not just two dudes over here talking, mansplaining to everyone.
Yeah, look pregnant. I'm not actually pregnant. I just look. Okay.
So we will do that. But before we go, there's one more thing we want to talk about. Now, I was born in the 90s, but I didn't really watch Tori Spelling's stuff. I knew who Tori Spelling was in the world because of her dad, Aaron Spelling, I think it is. And she had an e reality show. You know, when everyone had a fucking reality show, she had one about her and her husband.
Yes, it was produced by World of Wonder.
Was it really?
Drag Race. Yes, it was. They had me DJ on there for their wedding party in Palm Springs.
Gag work.
Yes. And well, she was really sweet. She was sweet.
Okay. Well, Miss Tori Spelling has, and again, back to surgery, I think it's fierce. It, like, live your life, do whatever you want. If you have one life to live, baby, fuck it up and make yourself be whoever you want to be. But she got a bunch of work done, Bunny, and this woman, she looks like Khloe Kardashian. She is Khloe Kardashian. If Tori Spelling and Khloe, well, old Khloe. This is she's giving me old Khloe, because now Khloe looks like Kim. She's giving me Khloe when Khloe had lost all the weight and she had just got her BBL and was fresh. That's the Tori Spelling I'm seeing. I am gagged. Like, it's literally like she walked with a picture of Khloe and be like, make me look like this.
What, senior citizen here? What is a BBL? I know BBQ.
It's a Brazilian butt lift.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, Khloe definitely, I mean, Khloe for sure had a BBL. If anyone says she didn't, they're fucking crazy. And Tori Spelling looks like Khloe, Tori Spelling looks like Khloe Kardashian 1 week after her BBL. Like, it's giving me that in the face and everything. I'm really gagged. Does she look like how you remember her looking at the party you did?
No, but, you know, an interesting thing is that, you know, Tori has always been somewhat plain. Mm. And she also never wore too much makeup and never styled herself as a glamour girl. She styled herself as cute, you know, with bleach blonde hair, mm-hmm. but never, you know, like va 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 boom, like she's wearing now, like a wig parted in the middle all the way down to her butt. And so she has an odd shaped face with a chin that could rival Jay Leno's. She has a long face. Actually, it's kind of like mine. A long face without prominent cheekbones, so it just looks kind of like Gigi Goods before facial feminization.
Oh my God! No.
So I believe I saw a picture of Khloe and Tori, and it said that I thought she was doing a Halloween thing or like a costume thing or like just as a goof for Instagram to do it. But actually that is Tori looking just like Corey. Now they're saying that she probably definitely had that big chin shaved. I would imagine she has had, she's definitely had her lips pumped.
For sure.
It looks as if she's had a boob job or just pushed them up more than she usually does. And because she never went for a va 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 voom image. And it also looks as if she's had cheek fillers, implants.
Someone said, I'm terrible with face work. So I have, well, this is a black surgeon, but they don't do necessarily face work. And they're saying that it looks like her upper lip has been anchored in place and that it looks like a lot of Botox and fillers. But I mean, that, how much filler? Again, I don't know about injectables. I've never done injectables. I don't necessarily know how they work. I've spoken to some of the dolls who do get them done. And now there are these things called, have you heard about these like inner threads? Have you heard about the threads?
Yes.
Yeah. So they're like, I don't know about any of that stuff. But looking at her, her face just looks completely different. So maybe it's all Botox and fillers. I don't know. Would you ever do any Botox and fillers, Bunny? I mean, I would have one day. I hear you have to do them. You should do them before you need them so that you can't tell when you get them done. But I would.
I've done a few fillers, like in the bags under my eyes, and it worked well. I did try Botox, but I'm not trying. My lines are pretty small, so I'm not really trying to chase every wrinkle. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I wouldn't mind, you know, like a facelift or, you know, stuff like that, but the threads are, you are way too young to be thinking about that.
I know a girl my age, I'm sorry, slightly younger than me, one of the girls who has them done, and she like loves them.
Yes, well, she loves them, but some people can get addicted to those. And that's why I said, please don't get that eye lift. Because if you, so for one thing, I mean, and you may want this, on men, and surgeons will tell you this, plastic surgery feminizes the face. Mm-hmm. So that when you, so it may look great for your drag look, but they, you may
out of drag.
Old pics, a old pic, especially the eye lift, because that makes your eyebrows, you know, go way up and you can look permanently surprised as some Botox, you know, can also do. The threads is a less invasive way to do a facelift where they insert threads in your face and just pull back rather than cut the skin and pull it back. But no, I would get the my chins, you know, sucked out and chopped off. You know, I wouldn't even mind doing I got a little bit of filler, Restylane or whatever, mm-hmm. on the laugh lines. And
so you would say that you're a filler queen.
No. Now, what they wanted to do is give me that look that everybody has where they pump up
the cheeks.
But you see, I have close-set eyes, mm-hmm. and that will make you look cross-eyed because plastic surgery is all about proportion. But yeah, I can see from this pic that Tori definitely looks like she sawed her jaw off. And she always had kind of like a weird nose job that was like as if you took a big nose and because they always say you can take a big nose from and make it into a medium nose, but when you try to take a big nose, Michael Jackson, and make it into a tiny nose, that's when it starts to not work and look snakeish. So she always had kind of like a clunky nose job, which may have been better than what she had, but what she's doing now is she's applying the Kardashian highlighter to the center.
Yes.
And, you know, may have had some of it refined as well. And also another thing, she never really wore makeup, eye makeup that was that heavy. And in this photo, she is, you know, painted. So that alone would make her look different.
I'm thinking, I would get a nose job too, like just like bring this down and like bring this up. I think that could look cute.
I don't have any problem with plastic surgery either. I haven't heard what she said about it, but one thing that was interesting during the pandemic is that Kelly Osbourne came out with a drastic new look and tried to claim that she had not had plastic surgery. So
I don't remember. Like, let me look it up.
If you had it, you had it. It's like her features are different. It's a different woman on Kelly. And Kelly was cute.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, it's like she's like a sex bomb now. She was cute before.
What? Girl. Yeah.
And she's trying to say there was no plastic surgery.
She looks like a different, but it's also, but here's the thing, though, in the world of like Facetune and shit, it's probably just over Facetune because there's a video of her in that same look. I don't know if it's the same look.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe she just lost a lot of weight, but
over-tuning.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Has she been seen publicly since?
No. Oh, she died.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that concludes our episode and her life.
I mean, that is it. Some fun stuff to chat about today. We're excited next week to get real about the Texas situation, which is so crazy. I mean, I have so much to say, obviously, but I know Bunny has even more than me to say, and it's just all so nutty. And the fact that this is a reality in 2021 is unfathomable to me, but I guess fathomable at some point because it's fucking happening.
And it may be spreading to other states.
I know.
Like-minded legislators.
God, I'm exhausted by this country.
In the area where I come from.
Oh, well, I mean,
we
should just burn the whole state.
And the Georgia.
Well, we should just burn that whole segment of the country. Just light it all on fire.
Well, there's enough of the country burning well, and floods.
Yeah. Storms. I know there was so much flooding in New York and New Jersey. Bitch, did you see the guy in Washington Heights floating on the floaty, smoking a hookah during the fucking storm?
No, but I love that idea.
Bunny, no, it was like a nasty back alley, like New York City, like apartment place where people, where you go to dump the trash. It was so much water. He had a floaty and he has a hookah and it's like pouring rain and he's smoking and on a floaty with the dirty water with the rats. That shit is disgusting.
Okay, well, look, so after I've had the hookah, he may look more appealing.
However, I mean, he was hot. He was Dominican or Puerto Rican or something. One of those. As I was like, I mean, I would just say no, but he got to take a shower first.
See, I didn't even have to see him to know that he was hot. He just sounded right.
Well, Lady Bunny, you enjoy Copenhagen, Boston, wherever you are. Boston.
Oh, I'm just looking on Kelly Osbourne's Instagram thing, and it says tells me to follow her back.
Oh, yes. Come on, Bunny.
And here I am reading her. You know, now that I'm looking at her, so she obviously lost a good bit of weight.
That is funny.
But she also pumped that lip up. And why not just say it, honey? Everybody in Hollywood does it.
But I mean, if you don't want to tell people your plastic surgery, you don't have to.
Yeah.
One like, let people Kelly, speculate.
She's got the best hair in the business.
Oh, I love
so
her hair.
So thick.
Yeah, it's very thick. And I love the color she chooses. She's fierce. And oh my God, if I look her up, will it say follow back? Let's see who's more famous, me or Bunny. Let's see. Oh, I'm not me searching Sharon Osbourne. I'm like a dumb bitch. Kelly Osbourne. Oh, what does it say, Bunny?
Follow back?
Oh, should I?
Let's do it together.
That's
Instagram ecstasy to show everyone on our podcast what ditzy, hungry losers.
Kelly Osbourne. I love Kelly Osbourne. I love Kelly.
Wow. Now you know what?
No. I always like Kelly, but there's a video of I was doing a show at Barracuda years ago before I was ever on Drag Race. I was doing my show on Barracuda, and she came with, I think, Jason Kaplan, who was a makeup artist. Yes. In the city, and she walked on stage, and it's me and her like battling for my, it was like one of those things where like the drunk white girl comes on stage and tries to make it her show, and she's like fighting me for my microphone. It was crazy.
Oh no, she is totally fun. I mean, I think she's kind of sobered up since those days, but yeah. she was a friend of Miss Guy and other downtown scene queens. She's a rock girl. So she knows some of the rock.
Yeah, I like Kelly Osbourne.
All right.
Okay, Miss Lady Bunny.
All right, we'll talk next week.
Okay, my dear, you have fun and enjoy those acrylic nails, and I hope you get to see it wrapped around someone's dick that's not your own this week.
Yes, me too.
All right, girl.